Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
Last year, reports that Instagram worsens body image for 1 in 3 teen girls shocked a lot of people. But these facts weren't a surprise to me. As a 17-year-old, I grew up on Instagram. It ensured my weight loss obsession stayed strong. I was fed pictures of perfectly toned bodies and content pushing deadly weight loss supplements. The more I scrolled, the more unhealthy I became. What I didn't know then was that Instagram knew exactly what was happening. They knew dangerous content was being shown to me and millions of other kids. These apps aren't designed with my safety or your kids' safety in mind. Instead, they actively exploit our vulnerabilities to get us hooked, and in the process, make billions in profits. Social media desperately needs change, and change is underway in California. The Age Appropriation Design Code now before the legislature would force tech companies to regulate their platforms with kids' best interests in mind. It would limit their ability to collect and exploit our data to push harmful content into our feeds, require stringent privacy settings, and make clear how young users can block content detrimental to our health. Despite how popular the bill, tech lobbyists are trying to weaken it, saying it should only apply to kids under 13 or 16. As a 17-year-old, that would mean companies can still collect data about any searches for reproductive or mental health information on kids like me and sell it to the highest bidder. That's scary and unacceptable, and California's leaders cannot let this happen. I am proud to say I've recovered from my eating disorder. But I wonder how different my childhood would have been if the features in this legislation already existed on social media. I'm hopeful this bill passes here and in other states, so kids younger than me can experience a better version of social media than I have. With The Perspective, I'm Kelsey Wu.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hi there, I'm Rund Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.